Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast, man. So grateful to be back. And today we've got a very exciting one. Today is the Monday before Christmas. Can you believe that? Like the Monday before Christmas. There's some amazing things that are going to be happening in the coming year. There's some amazing prompts I'm going to be giving you today so that you can begin to switch it up. You know, this is easily my favorite time of the year. Right. And I hope you're overall enjoying your December. There have been over the last 3 days. This is the first time. And I still, to be honest with you, I still remember the last time this happened. It had to be shockingly 2015 or 2016. But this is the third consecutive day where a random stranger, a woman, smiled at me. This happened on Sunday. And this also happened on Saturday, which was one of the craziest things I ever ended up like enduring in. And I'm just so grateful for that because it feels like a lot of things within myself are beginning to change. And I said to myself, you know what, we're going to reassure and redo some things this upcoming year. See, you want to get a lot of things done though, before the holidays, before you start jotting down a lot of things about the, you know, the year in review and everything. And to be honest with you, I know that, you know, a lot of people are going to be figuring out what's going to be happening in the holiday. You got plans, you have to do this, you have to do that. But remember to bring that holiday spirit, to bring some joy, some fun, some gratitude, some love, some spirit. I want you to make that decision, right? That simple intention to reevaluate and reinvent your life. And so I have a bunch here for you, a bunch, so that maybe you could write them down over the course of probably the next 2 weeks going into the new year's and saying to yourself, okay, all right, these are the things I'm going to start ditching at. Let me put this into my calendar. What are some things I can install? We're going to dive into all of this. So number one, what new thoughts will you give or what new thoughts will give you an edge in 2024 or have on a recurring basis? And I say that probably because of what has happened over the last 3 days, you know, being a, you know, just such high energy on that Saturday, buying a new candle and just having, you know, just random people, whether it's at a coffee shop or a girl who was actually in the, what is it, in the shopping plaza at that time, or just three workers who accosted me, right? And we ended up striking up a conversation and they ended up asking and flirted with me. I couldn't believe it. It's the most incredible thing that ever happened to me in my life, because I never get hit on in this country. Shit, I never get hit on in my entire life. But for some reason, I said, maybe things are beginning to change. Maybe the reason why this is happening is because I have a new energy with myself now. Although it all began back in 2020, I think I'm still beginning to shift. And so what new thoughts will give you an edge? Like, what new thoughts can you begin, and what affirmations do you have, and a few other things that you can begin to reprogram? Number two, what part of you do you want to express more in 2024? Because maybe this past year you weren't able to express yourself so much in terms of the hobbies, the passions, desires, needs. Maybe you suffocated from the busyness, the noise. Remember my first 6 months of the year, I suffocated from the busyness. I remember like 5 p.m., 6 p.m., and 7 p.m., I would teach students who were just bleh. In the morning, I would also have students who just take my energy away. They brought nothing to the table. They were assholes. Sure enough, yes, I did have a lot of money, but I just felt like my spirit was just taken away. And although I probably had a half, maybe even like 30, like only 30% of what I had at the beginning of the year, I now have a business in which I absolutely love and enjoy traveling to. Students at my Thai job, which I have not enjoyed this much in 10 years living in this country. Students online who do test me in different ways and try to gain perspective. And at the same time, me, you know, figuring out exactly, you know, what I need to do a better job in. And to be honest with you, like, I did get trapped and suffocated, and I didn't protect my piece in so many different instances. You know, I think the best thing that happened was when Instagram was just all Thai reels, because now it feels like it went from being very funny reels to now being race baiting reels with some of the most insidious and egregious comments that people in the 1920s would say. And so now it's like, you know what? Okay, let me put my phone away. There is nothing on my phone that I need to do. And so there have been some in and outs and some great things, especially that amazing things that happened this month. Hosting one of my friends and all of these things. I know exactly what plants and what trees I'm going to be watering because I've got some amazing roots in my life. How about energy? What new health routines could give you more energy in the new year? Me, it could probably be, you know, going for a walk for 30 minutes, max incline on the treadmill. You know, I think I could be a little bit more productive once I wake up. Normally, it's always just, you know, sports or news, two of the most toxic things you can actually get in touch with. But now I'm just like, okay, let me switch it up and let me get some of that energy up in the morning, making sure I work out, making sure I block out time to work out. And so how about what new skills do you need to desire and develop? Or what good thing could you double down on this year? Double down on what's working and stop adding so many things, probably, right? And I know that because, you know, what is working is I did have one of the most successful years, a bunch of 90s in TOEFL, but I had quite a few 100s in my TOEFL. Very grateful for everything and everyone who has come into my life. Although at the beginning of this year, very unfulfilling work, but it ended up being truly fulfilling beyond comprehension, and I'm super grateful for that. But I need to continue doubling down and making sure, okay, if I could get results, this is going to continue working. But what do I want to do that's way outside my comfort zone? And so what new project or initiative? What boundaries do you need to set? There have been a number of times where I had, my boundaries just get walked all over, especially in my old job, my job way, way long time ago already. I would just allow them to say, oh yeah, you have to be free every day or do this or do that. Or no, you have to mark out these days and be available these days. And I'm like, but what if you guys don't have work? Well, if we don't have work, we don't have work. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go find some more work. And be like, no, but if we have work, you have to take our work. You see what I mean? That was the type of crazy shit I had to deal with like literally 7 to 9 years ago. But now I know exactly what is and what isn't and who will be coming into my life and everything. You know, even with students, I have, you know, fair weather students. He comes around, probably says, hello, how you doing? And I'm like, are you going to start the classes? Yes or no? Never starts. I'm like, you know what? Okay. I drew a demarcation line in the sand. And I said, I'm going to start getting rid of a lot of these sorry ass motherfucking students who are still following me. I went through my IG and I blocked about 50 people over the last day. The people, even from like 2021, I could not believe I still had people who hadn't even said anything to me in 2 years. I had to get rid of all those folks. And it felt good because it felt like, okay, got myself some new energy now. Who on my Instagram do I want to take into the new year? Now, again, after Christmas, it's still going to be a lot of delete, edit, delete, edit, delete, and me figuring out a lot of things and figure out a lot about these prompts. But that comes down into the peer groups and who I want to meet and what type of students do I want and who do I want to network with? You know, how can you possibly be a better role model? Family member, team member, whatever it may be. I know that we are obviously trying again. And it is exciting, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, Arsenio, you are fully prepared for this because you know it's going to have to take a lot out of you. So you got to do this, got to do this, got to be prepared for this. You can have your baby sleep right now, but when that baby wakes up in the middle of the night, oh, you better get ready. And so what do I have to prepare into? What as a human being, as a father, but assumed to be, do I have to develop into to give my all for my new young and my amazing wife? How can you spend 3 more hours a week on something that you're passionate about? How about that? Easy for me. I'm really happy because, you know, one student, I'm guessing it was a blessing in disguise. She was supposed to pay a second half package, but then she made up a pretty funny excuse. I didn't even hear this excuse before, but yeah, apparently family's coming over. She's like, oh, I can't do this and that. Okay, I'll see you January 22nd. I'm like, yeah, okay. I'll see you never. Best of luck to you. But again, very grateful for the process, but at the same time, me, that gives me so much more time now because now I don't have to teach her from at you know, at like 10 tomorrow or early in the morning tomorrow. I don't have to teach her at 11:30 a.m. I used to have classes at that time, but to be honest with you, this is Christmas week. And I just don't want to be loaded with that many classes. So now tomorrow, as of right now, just three classes. Two in the morning, one being at 7 a.m. so I can actually generate some energy, go to the gym after that, and then go teach at the business company. And then Wednesday is going to be a full-on crazy, you know, time doing just so many amazing things. Oh my God, it's just going to be incredible. So again, after that, oh, it's going to be smooth sailing. I'm going to have so much time to develop with my passion. How about this? What new morning, midday, and evening routine can make you put yourself, like ground yourself to bring some of that peace and that joy? That's another one. I'm talking about like, if, okay, 6 p.m. right now. Now, if I'm gonna go check out a movie, and again, there just really aren't that many, but if I wanna check out a movie, I'm gonna make sure I don't watch movies that are very thought-provoking because it could keep me up. It could be very difficult for me to fall asleep. I'm going to make sure I do not consume any news whatsoever. And if I can make that an oath, especially 10 a.m., I can look at the news. Okay, people are dying. Fantastic. No, not fantastic that people are dying, but you know, the world's being the world. Nothing I can do about that. But also making sure garbage in, garbage out. No need for me to watch or listen to any garbage sports shows or even look at the scores because, well, everything's been done until next Sunday. And so this puts me in a really good area because now in the evening, instead of looking at trash and consuming trash, I'm going to be able to switch it up. So, how about the midday routine, though? That's another big one that I'm going to have to figure out. But, anyways, let's go into some more. What can you build, learn, and invest in that will bring you big returns in 5 to 10 years? What are the new trends that can affect your business in the next 3 years? What do you need to start learning about them? It could be like AI, right? What are the five next great adventures that you're going to take with your spouse? Or the five next great adventures that you're going to take with yourself? It's really funny that I bring that up because, well, my wife, obviously working with the airline, she's like, listen, we got to hurry up and book for next year. And I'm like, oh, but you know, okay, what's happening? But you may be pregnant and this and that, all these different things, right? But we're like, okay, well, you want to do Bali or do you want to do Taiwan? She's like, well, if you go to Taiwan, you got some folks out there. You could have to do a little meet and greet. I'm like, oh yeah, I could do that. That'd be awesome. And then I'm like, well, but Bali, Indonesia, man. Ooh, wait. You know, and to be honest with you, I do not want to take that specific airline to Taiwan. No way. I just do not trust that airline going over water. And so, and nonetheless, I'm like, okay, it could be a Bali or Taiwan for my birthday, and then it could be something even bigger for New Year's. But the thing is, we would definitely already have a baby by then. Once the baby comes, there are no great adventures. There's nothing. Ain't gonna be no traveling or this or that. Well, we could still travel, stay in a hotel, do this, do that, but it's only gonna be here in Thailand, which is totally fine, more than fine enough for me. Yeah, so. With that being said, that generates some of that energy and that some of that looking forward to. So you could look and say, "Ooh, wait, well, I got myself a year coming up next year. Okay, got some big things planned." Have you thought about next year yet? And you need to consistently be thinking of the chapter forward to hope for that excitement and for that hope and that enthusiasm, that ambition that you could build with your families, your friends. These are prompts that can begin to reinvent time and reinvent yourself and put some just amazement into what's going to be ending up happening. coming up real soon. You guys know that people are looking to resolve things. I need this. I need that. No. How about these questions right here? But a lot of people aren't engaged in personal development like this. And so, guys, with that being said, hope you start writing these down, and let's kick off some joy with the holidays. Over and out.